And welcome to Triple Bypass on Joy 94.9.
It's more like double bypass today, unfortunately. Just the two of us. There's no Anthony, I'm sorry. It's just me, Ruby.
And me, Christina. Anthony is unwell, so we're sending him lots of love, and you better be listening, or I'll spank you.
We do hope you're giving us some support, Anthony, as we send you lots of love.
Yay.
Now, it's actually, the weather has been turning around a bit, so I think hopefully the rather horrific cold season that's been spreading is going to alleviate. I'm just getting past mine now. I had a pretty sexy, growly voice for a little while, which, you know, does always get the people going. But I have to admit, it was my first time being sick outside of colitis, so I enjoyed the novelty. You can talk about having a cold. Yeah. You know, you can joke about the symptoms. You can't really do that with colitis. I think you're really uncomfortable. What are you up to? I've had chronic diarrhea for 3 weeks.
I joke about that all the time anyway.
No, I suppose, but it can't be like a constant thing. And when it is a constant thing in your life, with colds, it's just like, still got a cold, still leaking. Isn't it gross, guys? Yeah. You guys know what I'm talking about.
So snotty. You can't really say to someone, oh, I'm so pooey.
I don't know. You can't. You can't. They just look at you so strangely.
Yeah. Well, welcome to Triple Bypass. We've obviously started the show with high-end entertainment.
Joy's show about bisexuality here with the two best bisexuals in Melbourne, in our opinions. Or my opinion. Maybe you've got some other best bisexuals.
No, I reckon that we're the best bisexuals
in
Melbourne.
That's right. I'd like to hear that.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, we're just with the two of us today, so you will just be hearing our lovely voices. But as we have been told quite a few times by our project manager, we have no issue with talking.
Yeah, we have the gift of the gab. It's a really polite way of saying that we talk a lot.
And what a gift it is.
It is.
And we do have a lot to say. You know, bisexuals have had to speak up quite loudly in order to get to where we are now with being the third letter in the official anagram for queer people, LGB. Mm. And that did not happen with silence.
No,
I suppose while being chatty can at times be a little irritating, we get stuff done. We get it done.
We get it done. But speaking of you know, the label of B within the LGB, I just wanted to say a bit of something about labels.
Okay.
I had a friend post on Facebook not so long ago. It was like, what is this thing with labels, this bisexual, this lesbian, la, 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 la. Why can't humans just be humans? And I saw that and I was like, yeah, totes. I'm completely into that because we all are just humans and we're all connected and we're all the same. And, you know, our poo is the same colour, if we're going to take it back to colitis. But then I thought, it is a really easy thing for someone like me, who is a cisgendered white woman, to say, who cares about labels, when I can walk down the street and not be labelled automatically. Someone who is coloured, someone who wears religious headdress, someone who is obviously not your straight, heteronormative white.
Someone with visible disability.
Someone with visible disability are automatically labelled. So labels are in our lives whether we like them or not. And I think that in terms of the LGBTIQ+ community, labelling can sometimes save lives.
Absolutely.
Because when you find out that, okay, there's this label, this word, this term that I think helps to explain to myself who I am, suddenly I'm not alone in the world anymore.
I think that's it. I think it's finding labels, while they can be used harmfully, they definitely give us the ability to find each other and to find people who identify similarly and be reminded that we're not alone and that our experiences are shared experiences. I think that's what, you know, we really got out of the 60s and 70s liberation, was when we actually sat down and talked and realized these things that were, you know, for women and for gay people, these things that were happening to us as individuals were happening to all of us. And this was not just about what was happening to us anymore. Oh, we just got a lovely text in from Patrick and Toby from Kensington. It is so awesome to hear by people on Joy, especially hot bi babes, including Anthony.
We're all hot.
Anthony is he's a pretty hot babe.
But he is a pretty hot babe.
We're a good looking group. You have to take our word for that though, because we're on the radio. But no, thanks Patrick and Toby. It's awesome. We think it's awesome to be by people on Joy.
Yeah.
I've been here for a little while doing a news show, but we don't really talk about, you know, I don't do the news being like, hi, I'm Rupi, I'm bisexual, and here's the news today. No, it's but again, with the labels, maybe I should, because, you know, I suppose until recently, you know, the idea was if you're presenting on Joy, you're gay. Or if you're on a show called, you know, Transpositions, you're trans. While, you know, bisexual people have been a part of Joy for a long time, but because we haven't had a show with our name on it, it hasn't always felt that way, I think. And that's why, again, with labels, but going back to labels and representation, that's why it's important to have those words and to put them on people who are in the public eye, because to remind each other and everybody else that they're just people. Mm. And that label can kind of help actually humanize, I think, in a lot of ways. Like when you hear that, you know, certain people are using those labels and are free and are claiming those labels for themselves, it's really affirming.
And, you know, and there is something for me personally, coming here every week and hanging out with you guys and having that shared experience of this is what it is to be someone who, you know, can fall in love with both genders.
I've had nothing like it in my life.
No, neither have I. You know, and, you know, when you go in and you're like, hey, you know that moment where, you know, you start dating someone of the different gender to the last person that you were dating, and Aunt Mavis says, oh, are you gay now? And you can go, yes, I know that feeling.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. Like, you know, this is our Aunt Mavis moment. I can't speak today. Aunt Mavis moment that, like, for me has been really, really affirming.
Yeah.
And really and nice to feel. But it doesn't mean that I'm any separate from my gay brothers and sisters or my straight brothers and sisters or anyone who is asexual or whatever sexual. You know, it's I don't think that we necessarily need to look at labeling from a negative perspective. I think we can see it as very affirming and inclusive.
For sure. Either, I suppose, again, it can depend on the history of those labels.
Oh, totally.
And, you know, the context of how they're being used and all those things which you know, are difficult. And, of course, I think one of the issues that has come up with, you know, LGBTQI plus is that with so many labels trying to put them together, people end up feeling left out. And but I'd love to chat about that and the use of queer. You're listening to Triple Bypass here on Joy 94.9. I'm Ruby.
And I'm Christina.
And that is it for tonight. Not the show, but that's it for the host because Anthony is home and sick.
I could try and impersonate him. I'm Anthony.
I'm a guy. That's all I got. Sorry, Anthony.
I think
there's so much more to you than that. Now, before that wonderful song by Kate Miller-Hickey, who I do adore, we were talking, I think, about the idea of, you know, LGBTIQ plus and labelling. And I suppose one of the arguments that's starting to come forward is the use of the word queer as an opposed. And I think that's being kind of talked about as a generational thing. So, you know, young people who identify as queer and genderqueer and basically that word applying more to the acknowledgement of spectrums and of being in flux and of not kind of and of being aware of your own sexuality and gender being part of a spectrum that shifts, but that is being that is not all often met well by some by, you know, people like in their 30s and 40s and 50s who see queer as a really offensive term.
See, it's never been an offensive term to me, and I'm in that generation where, like, it should be apparently, but I've always seen queer as like not straight.
It's, you know. I was sort of like, you know, I remember, like, you know, reading when, like, you know, Enid Blyton and the Faraway Tree, like, that's a bit queer, isn't it? You know, like, you know, oh, Dick, that's rather queer. Because they were called Dick and Fanny. It was, you know, you can't make this up. You can't make this up. English children, what were they thinking?
Well, look, they called their children Percy. So no offence to any of the Percys out there. At all. I'm sure that you're wonderful, beautiful people.
Except for Percy Weasley, you betrayed the family.
Oh.
How could you do that?
Percy
Weasley.
He did.
He came back in the end, but you betrayed your family.
Yeah,
sorry, I really like Harry Potter. And I haven't read the Cursed Child yet, which I am.
I so to. Want to get into that. Mm. Oh, nerd alert.
Apparently, the tickets are sold out and you can buy tickets now. Like, you know, they sell for about £180. You can buy them on, like, second sale websites for £1,000. Like, that's a pretty huge markup. Like, you'd have to really, really want to see the show. Like, £1,000 is like, what, 1,700 Australian
She's
dollars.
She's doing the maths in her head, guys. This is how awesome bi people are.
I watched the finance show.
In their head. I'm just like, that's a lot of money.
It is a lot of money. It's like, you know, but I suppose that does kind of attest to just how popular the series is.
Well,
but
yeah.
Still, like, the fact that, like, they reasonably think someone's going to pay this much money to come and see this play because we've got you. J.K. Rowling got us good and she's never letting us go.
She did. And good on her. We have a message from Gemma in Gardenvale. Who do you think are the hottest bi celebs in the world?
It's difficult because not many. A lot of bisexual celebrities are not either out or their sexuality is kind of misconstrued. So, you know, you won't kind of know, like, gay celebrities tend to be like, you know that they are queer people, that they are. Kirsten Stewart's one of mine now, actually.
Really?
Yeah, well, she's come out with her girlfriend and she's been with her for a while. And I kind of feel, you know, when I was younger and I was really, like, fed up with Twilight and I was like, oh, she's a terrible actress. What are they thinking? And now I'm older, Mike. She had a terrible director. What were they thinking?
Yeah, I don't know about Kirsten Stewart. I mean, she's Kristen Stewart, rather. She has the same name as my wife, which just makes it very, very interesting. I think she's hot, but yeah. Like I'm an actor. I'm a trained actor, ladies and gentlemen.
But actor.
Actor. Wanker.
Do you go to the theatre?
I go to the theatre with my spear. But watching her in Twilight just kind of made me want to smack my head against a wall multiple times.
Oh, so absolutely.
Seeing her and going, oh, yeah, baby, you're hot. I'm still just...
Oh, no, it's not from the movie. It's now. It's seeing her walk down the street and smiling with her girlfriend and holding her hand.
Smiling.
Again, I guess like looking at that, as like I've also, you know, I have also been an actor, and like especially on screen, and a lot of that I look at, and I have to admit, I'm just like, what was your director telling you to do?
Oh yeah,
like because you know I've seen her in other films where she's actually quite talented.
Yeah, right.
You know, she played a guard in Guantanamo for a film that you know her performance was like
really?
Acclaimed. But for some reason, you know, in this series of was it four movies in the end? Did they split the last one to two? I don't. It was just a blur. Just a blur.
terrible.
But yeah. So I actually, when I was looking at that, and I was looking at the other actors in that film and other films I've been in, when they're, you know, when you have a lot of good actors all giving that bad of a performance, you know, you have to kind of wonder what they were being told to do. You know, you have like, what's his name? Robert Pattinson, who just like, they all loathe the show, by the way. They all loathe the movies. But he talks about this one scene where, like, there's a picture of him wearing like a collar, like a shirt with a collar. And he's like, there was a piece of wire in the collar so they could like design exactly how disheveled it was. It was the most pretentious thing I've seen in my life.
Oh my effing god.
Yeah,
really?
Like they all were just like they were all on the set actively hating it. So kind of I think that kind of bled through in their performance a bit maybe. You know, you could sense the frustration and angst, not because of the vampires and the werewolves, because they were young, attractive people being forced to step through this abysmal web of a plot. And so if you like Twilight, you're welcome to like whatever you want. That's fine.
Oh yeah, like away. I just
not me.
No,
just not me.
Not me.
And I think Stephanie Meyer did. She created a very blank slate for a lot of insecure girls to project themselves into.
Yeah.
And that's fine. But, you know, you don't have to not go to university because you're getting married, ladies. And if you're going to die by having a baby, consider that. Maybe consider that your life is worth something.
And maybe have something else to do with your life other than just being really, really into that guy or that girl or that anything.
Yeah. But when you like someone, you do get pretty into them.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And you're on Joy. Hi, and you're back on Triple Bypass on Joy 94.9. I don't know why I said that.
We're not in Florida or whatever. No, that was more LA.
That was more LA.
I'm Ruby.
I'm Christina.
And yes, you are indeed on Triple Bypass. We are just the two of us tonight. Anthony is unfortunately at home, quite sick. Which you don't understand, there's been something quite nasty going around. Now, speaking of a little nasty, you were telling me a bit of a story during that song. What's going on?
Last week, I admitted to the peeps out there that I have cheated on a lot of my partners in the past. And a friend of mine confronted me about it and said, yeah, but you know, you bisexuals claim that you know you're not cheaters, so how do you explain yourself?
So
So I'm going to explain something to you. My infidelity in my relationships had absolutely nothing to do with the fact that I was bisexual, and everything to do with the circumstances and mitigating circumstances of each of those relationships. My ability to be an asshole is not dictated by my sexuality any more than it is by the colour of my skin or my religion or lack thereof or anything like that. It was many of those situations because it happened with each partner that
I'm a bisexual person, and you know, I have not cheated on a partner. I haven't had a lot of partners, but I've not, because we're different people.
Mm.
We're all quite individual. People we date tend to be individual relationships. None of those two relationships are the same.
Mm-hmm.
So indiscretions done by one of us are not evidence that our entire sexuality is somehow less trustworthy.
Mm.
Perhaps some of the things that we are put through can therefore like give us issues with intimacy, but that again has been an issue across a lot for a lot of queer people for a very long time.
Well, and I will say that within those relationships in which I, and they were open relationships, so like we had very specific rules that we had relationship agreements, so for me to cheat even when I had rules was anyway, but they actually also cheated on me, and that was men and women who were gay and straight, It is.
People cheat.
People cheat. Assholery, like I said, is not limited to or monopolized by one group in a rainbow of groups. It is.
So some groups get to do a lot more with their assholery than the rest of us.
Well, yeah, yeah. So which is not an excuse. And also, I have not cheated on my wife. Thank you very much. But it's, I think what bisexual people want to get known is that just for the nature of their sexuality does not mean that they are cheating people.
And of course, we should know better just as people than to judge an entire group by the actions of one person.
Oh, yeah.
Like, surely you, while we are both bisexual people, identify as that, I am not a spokesperson for anyone aside from myself and my own experiences.
Of course not.
We're not claiming to stand up for the bisexuals of Australia. I don't know who most of them are. Yeah. So it'd be a little difficult.
Someone said, are you sure? Have you met them all?
Yeah, well, no, we've got meetings every third Wednesday. I actually applied for my card just today, the official bi card. You're not official until you've got the card, but it's a long process.
See, I can't afford the card. So
I know, it's a pretty steep
fee. I'm a
povo
bi.
Again, while, of course, you know, while there are these stereotypes that surround us and sometimes our actions can live up to them, I would say that is not, that doesn't prove shit other than that you've had a few relationships, like, you know, that you've cheated on people in your relationships as a person, that's something you did.
Yeah.
Now, we got a message from Lillian Ascot Vale. Are most bi people glad to be bi? I think it takes time. I think it's, when I first realised I was attracted to women, boys, I was quite young. At that point, I'd already liked quite a few guys and I had that moment of, oh, yes, and then when I realised, oh no, because I just realised that the difficulty level of my life had been ratcheted up, and that things were going to be, that things had got a lot murkier and a lot less clarified. And it took me a really long time to kind of sort that out. Now I'm extremely proud and very happy, but it took a little while. What about you?
When I first discovered that I was attracted to women, it was kind of a relief in a way because I always, I think, knew on the inside that I was.
It started quite Wonder Woman, wasn't it? Quite early on when you were a kid.
My first crush was on Wonder Woman at the age of 5. She was pretty hot. But, falling in love with my first girlfriend was, and I use the term girlfriend very loosely because we weren't really, but that was kind of like a relief because it's like, okay, now I know what I am. And then when I fell in love with a man again, that was when I had the moment of realizing that my life was not going to be as cut and dried as I wanted it to be.
Yeah.
And I spent most of my adult life really, really wishing that I was gay, because being bi just brought me a lot of grief.
Yeah, that was my experience as well. I had a girlfriend in high school, again, like girlfriend loosely. We were both had no idea what a healthy same-sex relationship was supposed to look like, so ours was anything but. But, you know, and there was a lot of discussion around school, like, you know, my school peers as to what I was, whether I was a lesbian or bisexual, because people kind of knew what bisexual was, but it was still, you know, considered like that fad thing that kids who think they're cool and use MySpace too much, you know. So showing my age a little bit there, people who use MySpace too much, you know, boast about without, you know, doing anything about it. And it was something that I couldn't really be confident in myself for a very long time because no one else is confident for you. You know, no one else is going to say, like, it's very rare to find someone who's like, it's okay if you don't know. Generally you have to know or you're not welcome. And so, you know, you kind of feel weird when you're with straight people because you're noticing things that they're not, and the same thing with gay people, you know. You do feel kind of stuck between worlds.
Definitely. I was actually at work the other day and a former colleague of mine dropped in to say hi, and he noticed the rings on my finger and he said, oh, you got married? And I'm like, yeah, I did. And had this whole happy, woohoo, we got married. And and then he's like, oh, where? And I said, oh, we got married in New Zealand. Oh, is he a Kiwi? Is he? I'm like, no, she's not. She's South African and she's from lots of different countries and she's this and she's that.
So how many times did you manage to sneak in the pronouns?
But obviously he was a friend of mine, so he was just like, oh, yeah, that's right. You're one of those dirty bisexuals. And I'm like, Yes, dirty straight man. I am a dirty bisexual. But just realizing that, you know, we come out all the time as well.
It's a lot of correcting as well.
Yeah.
Like it's, you don't so much come out as people make assumptions and you gently steer them towards what it is. People often find out I'm bi because they'll say, like, oh, you know, gay marriage. I'm like, actually, it's same-sex marriage because not everyone in same-sex marriage is gay. They're like, what? Yeah, you know, people like bisexuals. Yeah. Oh, but they're not. I'm a bisexual. And then, you know, that's that whole thing.
Watch your language.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. We're getting like
just the top one, and that is, are there more bi women than there are bi men? Alex from Footscray.
Oh, I don't know.
I think, I wish Tony was here to help out with this one. Mm. I think it is more accepted for women to be bisexual than it is for men, though I think the way women are seen to be bisexual is not always honest. I think it's more just like, you know, people are more used to girls identifying as it and being more open about it, even if they do consider it is for straight male attention. Mm. I think, well, you know, your wife mentioned Anthony was the second bi guy she's ever met in her life.
Yeah.
Yeah. But that also might just be because we don't always identify ourselves.
Well, I think again, it's a lot of assumptions. I mean, I did a film earlier this year in which the director's boyfriend told me he was bi, and I was like, oh my God, awesome. Yay, somebody else. But I must admit that my assumption was that he was gay.
Yeah.
Because to me, he just screamed gay. But you know, and then since then we've had really, really interesting, awesome conversations about what it is to be bi and liking both Scully and Mulder from The X-Files.
So great.
Meat in that sandwich, I tell you what. Whew. But
Gillian Anderson has aged so well. It's just not even fair.
Oh, so is David Duchovny. He can just park his boots under my bed anyway.
But I think it almost goes back to what we were saying before with, you know, this idea of labels and defaults where because people are generally, if you're anything outside of a white heterosexual man, in some way you have earned a label aside from that of a human being. Mm. You are a black human being. You are a female human being as opposed to a human being. And I think when in the queer community, bisexuals get that again. So, you know, there's the default here at Joy and we fall outside of that.
Yeah.
And there's a bit of a correction and, like, you know, mild, you know, just it is a constant kind of process because we understand that language is being updated and people are updating the terminology with their own experiences and with what they learn. But, you know...
And it's hard.
Yeah.
It is hard.
It's a lot to remember.
It's a lot to remember, you know, and, like, you can't really turn left without offending someone these days. So it's just my advice to people out there, just ask. Yeah. Honestly, I don't mind being asked questions. And actually, on that point, if you do want to ask us a question, you can contact us on 0427JOY949 or you can email us at onair@joy.org.au. You're on Joy.
Welcome back to Triple Bypass here on Joy94.9. I'm Ruby.
And I'm Christina.
And it's a bit of a double bypass today. Second time I've made that joke. It's still funny. You're on Joy.
I'm laughing.
Thanks. If you want to, please get in contact with us. You can give us a text at 0427JOY949 or message us at onair@joy.org.au. Love to hear from you.
We would.
But in the meantime, we'll have to talk amongst ourselves.
We did actually get a message from, what's his nuts? Jane.
Oh, Jane.
Sorry, Jane.
Melbourne. Sorry about that, Jane.
Your name is not What's Your Nuts. It's, she asks, are bi people ever biphobic?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, I was actually just, again, this is just like Christina's confession hour on Joy 94.9. Where
I haven't confessed chronic diarrhea, so I still feel like I'm winning.
True, you are winning. This is true.
If you want to talk about who has bared the darkest, dirtiest parts of their soul, it's this girl.
Yeah, Ruby
pointing
wins.
Pointing at myself.
Ruby wins. See. She's wearing a crown at the moment and carrying a big gold number one.
I am.
I just admitted that in my younger years, I was actually quite biphobic towards bisexual men because most of the bisexual men that I had met were, I considered, very sleazy, which now, looking back, they were pretty sleazy, actually, but that's not because they were bi, it's because they were really sleazy guys.
Yeah, like, that's a pretty common problem in across the male species.
Now I find it hot. Honestly, I do. Two hot guys getting it on and would let me say hi.
Anyway, back to biphobia. I think for me, I definitely, because, you know, especially as a girl, I was constantly being told I was doing it for attention and that bisexual girls were doing it for attention. You had to prove you were bisexual. I would get frustrated when straight girls would hook up with me.
Oh, yeah.
And then, like, you know, mention, oh, by the way, I'm straight. I'm like, well, That's not great.
That's awesome.
Like, you know, I think at one point when I was at, I'd gone out to IQ back at a bar called Barry's and they still their queer nights Thursdays. Really good fun. Female friendly on like the peel around the corner. So that was nice. And yeah, and this, like, you know, really cute girl was chatting with me and she bought me a drink and then she went over to meet her friends and then she was chatting with one of them and a guy was like, she's really straight. She's just a bit drunk and she thinks you're pretty. So she was a two beer queer thing. And I think, and it was, and that was not a one off. So I got biphobic because I did feel like a lot of people who said they were bisexual were not.
Yeah.
And that's a, but that I think was also just a lot of projection of the shit I was feeling about myself though.
Yeah. Yeah. I've had those experiences where I've actually like got out on a date with a girl and we were out at a club and she was all up on me and I was like, woohoo, I'm going to get laid tonight. And as soon as we left the club, she gives me a peck on the cheek and goes, okay, well, that was a really fun night. Thanks. Bye. And then
gal pal zoned.
Oh, gosh. And discovered like that she was doing it because there was a guy in the club that she really liked. Like she really liked him, like, and she was just using me to make him hot. And that pisses me off. It's very hurtful. And I've
yeah, actually I had a similar situation at a party when I was 17. A girl I went to school with, we were kissing and I found out that she'd let her mate watch because she owed him something. And it was weird because at 17 I did not know, I was kind of unsure of what was okay and what wasn't and all those things. And I was really excited to be kissing a girl because it was great. And then, this extra hand was on my leg and I was like, that's too many hands. And that being said, I was young and I jumped up and I'm like, hey buddy, go back to the closet, no touching.
That is awesome, because I probably would have just at 17 gone
I have to admit I had my sexuality was something that happened quite slowly, which was is totally fine, happens at your own pace. And one of the things I do think is really important to mention is that, really important to stress, bisexuals do not all have high sex drives.
Yes.
Just like anything else. Like, I know we do talk about sex a lot. I do not have a whole lot of sex, and that is something that I do by choice and that I'm totally happy with.
By choice.
By choice. Very funny. And of course, that's fine. Just like if you do enjoy really having sex and you go out and have sex every night, 6 times a day, that's also fantastic.
That's also cool.
Good for you. But don't feel like you have to have a lot of sex if you're bisexual or if you're anyone, honestly.
I'm very sex positive and have a great fascination for humans' sexuality, because I think it's important to have a fascination with that for me being an actor. But look.
We got a message from your wife.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, we have two. How can people tell the difference between true bisexuals and false bisexuals, for lack of a better word? You can't.
No, you can't. Just like you can't. You got to take, if people say there's something, you give them the benefit of the doubt.
You got to take their
word for
it.
Generally, people know, given the lived experiences we all have, the idea of someone lying about their sexuality is always kind of, you don't really want to believe that because, it's not something that you should be making light of without understanding.
Yeah. I think a really, in order to be understanding and compassionate towards people who are really struggling with their sexuality, I think you have to take them at face value and you have to take their word for it. I would much prefer they said, I'm questioning, rather than that they were bisexual, because bisexuality is a very specific term for people who have
made...
Bicurious, even. Yeah. I'm really happy with that. It's because I have been stung very many, many times by women who are like, yeah, I'm bisexual. And I'm like, cool, I have a chance. And I have absolutely no chance because they're not bisexual.
But it is so great to experiment, and people should feel so free to experiment and to, and to try different things and to try and see who they're attracted to.
That's awesome.
And everything. And that's fine. But yeah, it is an issue when the label that you're presenting, if you identify as bisexual, people would expect you to be able to be in a relationship with a man or a woman or somebody else. If you do not feel you are able to be in a relationship with someone, of the same or opposite sex, you're probably not bisexual.
Yeah.
Honestly. Yeah. Of course, and that's how I see it. And I think, if someone being stung really does suck, but generally is if they're clear about it, when I've been questioning, I've been like, I can't date you anymore because I'm really confused about my sexuality and I can't do this. Mm. And it sucked and it was hurtful for her, but it was honest.
Well, yeah. Yeah.
Just a bit of honesty, please, guys.
And I think, I think it is extremely important to be as honest and as frank as possible. It's not always the easiest thing to do, and we as human beings don't like to put ourselves in the line like that and make ourselves vulnerable. But From someone who is extremely honest all the time, which is why I've told you about my cheating and my biphobia in the past, it helps along the line because then people know what they're getting from you. Mm-hmm. And if you... I mean, look, I had a friend of mine who identified as straight, and this is going back many, many years, who said to me, I've always wanted to have a lesbian experience. Can I have it with you? And at first I got really angry because I was like, my sexuality is not here for your disposal. Mm. But then I thought, no, actually she had the balls to come up to me and say, this is how I'm feeling. I trust you. You're my friend. We didn't end up doing it because I didn't think it was appropriate, but I was there to hold her hand when she was ready to have, you know, an experience with a woman. And I was there to congratulate her when she did it. And I was there to go, it's cool. You're not gay either. That's fine. You're still my friend. So honestly, look, I would much prefer a truth that hurts than a lie that soothes every time.
Absolutely. And also, please don't assume that if a guy likes you because you're making out with a girl, he's going to be particularly nice to you.
Yeah.
Generally, you know, if he's someone who enjoys watching girls who like girls make out, then he's very used to inserting himself into things that he's not wanted in.
Yeah.
Now, we have another message, and that was, do you prefer to date other bi people? From Sam. It does help that they understand. You know, I think everyone, yeah. You know, you've got a bit in common when you start on that kind of ground. But I've dated a lesbian, straight guys, and a bisexual woman. And sticking with a bi woman for now.
Yeah. I hooked up with a bi guy and that's probably about it. I mean, I've had straight boyfriends and lesbian girlfriends.
I'm not sure I could date a straight guy at the moment. I believe that at least like with bisexual people or bisexual guys who are the, you know, generally the only guys that we can date.
Yeah.
Because gay guys are not, you know, not
we
that
can't
keen.
Date gay guys.
Not interested.
Yeah.
Which is fine.
Tend not to like the vagina.
Which is again, unless, you know, but some guys have vaginas and gay guys, some guys
this is
cool
true.
With that too.
This is true. Someone's going to take back my 39-year-old.
Yeah, but I do think like, you know, when you're dating a bisexual guy, as we're talking about on the show, I think last week, you know, with Anthony, there's a bit more of an understanding as to what it is like to be in some way discriminated against, which unfortunately some straight guys just can't quite get right.
Yeah.
But, you know, they're learning now, as apparently they're all there's now a rise in white guys feeling like they really are being discriminated against. And
oh, poor babies.
It's gotten really hard.
Oh, the boo-boo. She could do the
boo-boo. Speaking of hard, I'd like to go to a song, which is Blur, Girls and Boys.
That was not a good segue. You're on Joy.
You're on Joy. Now, since we've come back, you're listening to Triple Bypass here on Joy 94.9. Before that song, Girls and Boys by Blur, such a good song.
Love that song.
Christian, your wife, Christina, got back to us about, you know, how to tell a false bisexual. Mm. And she finds it very funny. I think the exact text was, that sucks. Now, my question for you, Christian, is how do you tell a false lesbian? Because they definitely exist. False, everyone exists. People pretend to be things they're not all the time. It's unfortunately one of the things of being hyperconscious. Mm. We can put on false pretenses. People pretend to be things. Unfortunately, we just have a bit more reputation for it.
I think. Probably because we're honest about, like, having to
sort things out.
Yeah. And, you know, it was like I had a friend sort of say to me, why do you tell people that you're gay when you're bi? It's like, honestly, because it's easier sometimes.
It's so much easier. Like, you don't have to explain. Like, and also, you know, when someone talks about gay marriage and stuff like that, you don't have to go through it. All right. So Christina's gone back to us with fingernails. That's a very good point. That is actually a very, very good point. It is actually the first thing I look for. You know, use your imagination.
Sorry, that's broken me.
Your wife is hilarious.
She is.
Thank you so much. That was great. But look, we are winding up for the night. It has been a little less lighthearted.
I didn't have my funny on today. I'm very sorry.
A bit more of a pensive or reflective moment. But, you know, that's good too. It's been fantastic being here as always. Triple Bypass is a new show. We're so excited to have people here. Tune in next week at the same time.
You're on Joy.
Yes, you are.